had a wedding. The boy that stands up with the groom is called
the best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride.
The woman that stands with the bride is the bridesmaid.
Okay. And do you remember hearing about a long time ago, if they'd have a wedding, other people in the community would come around to the house that night and make a lot of noise? And
mm-hmm.
What was that?
There's a name for it. I saw it on the Waltons the other night. I don't know. It's not a custom around here.
Chivalry or serenade?
It's not a custom here. I saw it on TV the other night.
And say there was trouble at a party, say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the
whole bunch.
Anything else besides bunch, you say?
The group.
Okay. What if you're kind of looking down on them? You call them the whole?
Bunch of hoodlums.
Okay. And when young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, you call that a...
Dancing?
What would you call an old-fashioned one that was held at home?
A faded old?
Okay. What is that exactly?
And that's a dance at home.
Was that something that people still have, or did they have when you were growing up?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Would it be just... Is it a specific type of dance, or?
No, it's just a gathering of people that dance.
Okay. And if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you'd say at 4 o'clock school
is out. 4 o'clock school is out.
And after vacation, children would ask when to school.
A start.
And so if the child left home to go to school and didn't show up in school that day, you'd say he
is absent.
Or if he had left home to
tardy.
If he intentionally...
He's truant.
Okay. Did you ever say he skipped class or bolted or played hooky?
Played hooky. Mm-hmm. Or skipped class, either one, but not bolted.
Okay. And you go to school to get...
An education.
Huh?
An education.
Okay. And after high school, you go on to...
College.
And after kindergarten, you go into the...
Elementary school.
What grade or class do you go into?
They used to call it a primer. They don't have that anymore. And then the first grade.
Was the primer different from the first grade?
Not to my knowledge, it wasn't.
What was it called when you were growing up?
A primer.
And years ago, children sat on benches at school, but now they sit at...
Desk.
And each child has his own...
Desk.
And if you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the...
Library.
And to mail a package.
Post office.
And you'd stay overnight in a strange town at a...
Motel.
Or...
A hotel.
And you'd see a play or a movie at a...
Movie house.
Or...
A theater.
And if you had to have an operation, you'd go into the...
Hospital.
And the woman that would look after you...
Nurse.
And... You'd catch a train at the...
Depot.
Any other name for that?
Railroad station.
Okay. And say if you had a piece of furniture that was in the corner, but it wasn't square in the corner. It's kind of diagonally across the corner. Mm-hmm. You'd say it's sitting out.
Well, my daddy would say Anna Godlin. I'd say at an angle.
Okay. How would, what did Anna Godlin mean?
At an angle.
Would you use that word about someone who's, say, there's someone's yard here, and instead of walking around the corner, you cut across it, would you say you walk?
Yes. Mm-hmm.